Hello and welcome again to another edition of Policy Perspectives here with Alabama's county governments. And we're focused today on a conversation with Lee County Sheriff Jay Jones and a discussion of House Bill 272 that was passed in committee on Wednesday. And we expect to be on the floor, Sheriff, as we sit here talking today, tomorrow, perhaps even in the Alabama House of Representatives. Thanks for coming by for a few minutes.
No, it's my pleasure to be here.
And we were talking before we got started. You've been in Lee County in law enforcement there, what I would say is almost your whole life, 47 years, right?
47 years, right. It's starting as a student intern with the sheriff's office in my senior year at Auburn University, and just never left. Still there.
And anywhere. 24 years in law enforcement.
Yes, sir.
In terms of as sheriff.
As sheriff, yes, sir.
Well, I think if we were in court, I think we would certify you as an expert to talk about the law enforcement concerns on this legislation, which was approved by the House Public Safety Committee. Let's turn immediately to something that those supporting the bill say consistently, and that is that if we remove the requirement that you have a pistol permit, that in order to have a loaded gun in your car, mm-hmm. you must have a pistol permit. If we remove that requirement, those supporting the bill say that'll really not have any effect on law enforcement. Could you talk for a minute? It's 10 o'clock tonight on a Lee County road and a deputy stops me in my car. What happens next?
Well, things are currently set with the current law in place. Traffic stop takes place. The deputy would approach the vehicle. One of the things that he or she is going to be concerned about is whether or not that individual has a firearm in that vehicle. That's just standard. What with all of the circumstances across the country where you see officers being shot and injured and killed because individual that they stop in a traffic stop has a firearm of some type. As it would work now, that deputy would have the ability to discuss the issue with that driver, with the violator, for whatever reason they're being pulled over, to determine if a weapon is present in that car. At that point, they can take the appropriate action. If the person produces a permit, then that's going to drop the level of intensity, I guess you could say, considerably, because they know that that person has, their background's been vetted before that permit was issued. And that's going to decrease the issue with any concerns that deputy might have at that point, or at least lessen the concerns. Then, of course, the transaction, the stop, that is, the interaction would continue from there, and generally things would be much more of a safety concern, a safety issue with the officer, the deputy sheriff, whatever the circumstance, knowing that that person has a permit. Now, if that changes with this law, if it were to pass, that goes away. That person could have a firearm in that car, and you know the deputy sheriff would have no idea, would not be in a situation to inquire. And even if they did, with the permit requirement gone, then they're legal at that point. So that takes that tool away.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah. Let's assume that House Bill 272 becomes law. That deputy approaches the car, ask if there's a gun in the vehicle.
Right.
Is there some law to compel me as a driver to disclose whether or not there's a gun in the car?
Not at this time. It's not anything to compel that. But when that traffic stop takes place presently, that deputy can look further into the situation if there's any indication that there's a firearm in that car.
So that the idea that taking away the pistol permit requirement does not impact public safety, you're 47 years, what would you say?
I would say that's incorrect. In a respectful manner, that's not the case at all.
Okay, and that's, of course, the crux of the bill is that it would eliminate the need to have a pistol permit in order to have a loaded gun in your vehicle. It's important, those listening, to know that Alabama law today allows you to have that gun in the vehicle without a pistol permit as long as it is unloaded and essentially locked in the trunk.
That's correct. Yeah. As long as it's inaccessible to the driver or passengers, then it's perfectly legal to have a firearm in that vehicle.
Let's talk about a second thing that's been discussed in direct connection with this bill, and that's the idea that a database that was created by another bill that was passed in the 2021 session, that the existence of this database would give the officer back a tool that he loses because pistol permits go away. Could you talk about that a minute?
Absolutely. As mentioned, a database is included within this legislation that would establish a way to check for forbidden persons in regard to firearm possession. And you know, on its face and in theory, that's fine. But the problem is that in real life, in reality, none of these databases are going to be accurate completely. There's always going to be information that is not included that needs to be in there, but it simply will not be there. And that in and of itself is a concern. Granted that there will be information there that will be useful, but it's never going to get to the point. And I would challenge anyone to think of any database that is completely reliable. I don't think there is one, in my opinion. And this one wouldn't be either, and it really doesn't address the issue that it is intended to address. For instance, in our current inquiries with the databases that we use in law enforcement operations, NCIC, the NICS system, those rely on the input from those that gather that information. And it's simply the case that not all of that information is getting in there. I'm not saying that's intentional at all. I'm just saying from logistical standpoints, from the standpoints of just information, of sheer volume of information, that's not getting in there. And it's not unusual that we will run an individual on a database in regard to seeing if they have a warrant or whatever on a traffic stop and nothing come back. And then later on we find out, oh, well, actually there was something that just hadn't been entered yet or had never been entered. So that in and of itself is a concern to me. And I fail to see, although well-intended, that how a database would be a solution, a panacea that would provide ultimate safety to law enforcement. I would offer that that's not simply not the case.
Well, and this database was part of a bill passed last year,
right,
that created lifetime pistol permits, and the database was going to be used by the sheriffs periodically to check, mm-hmm, to see if that lifetime pistol permit should be withdrawn. It wasn't designed to be a substitute for pistol permits on the side of the road. I assume from a law enforcement standpoint, you wouldn't swap pistol permits for the database.
No, I would not.
Okay. A third thing that has been discussed a great deal is that this bill was reintroduced. The bill originally was House Bill 66. The business community, schools, and others raised a host of concerns, and the bill was reintroduced with changes that were aimed at removing some of those concerns. And you were talking a few minutes ago before we started the podcast about your school resource officers there in Lee County and the concern they still have about this bill.
There is a very interesting dynamic going on here with the bill. It does address issues in regard to adults in possession of firearms, and okay, that's fine. But one thing it doesn't cover is when we have students under the age of 18 that are considered juveniles in the criminal justice system. What about when they bring a weapon to school? Well, naturally, we're going to do everything we can to prevent it in the first place, but when we detect it, we're going to remove that weapon. We're going to remove that student from class and address that accordingly. However, in currently, we charge those students with the issue that currently is law, and that's regard to a pistol without a permit. If that goes away, then it removes that charge. So we're going to have to figure out a way, what do we charge these youngsters with to get them into juvenile court for a sanction? I mean, sure, they can be expelled. Sure, they can be prohibited from coming to school, and that happens often. But the point being that there's no legal sanction against them at that point. I mean, what do we do with that? And that's a legitimate concern, I think, of our school resource officers around the state.
Well, and that is that's really what this whole discussion, I think, from law enforcement has been about. It's been public safety. There was a press conference earlier in this session, and I said at that press conference, it's the largest gathering of law enforcement officers I've ever seen here in Montgomery. The bill's been before the Public Safety Committee twice, and a large showing of sheriffs there trying to dispel some of the misinformation and trying to say that there's already been pistol permit reform. Last session, lifetime pistol permit law was passed. Why not allow that that law to have the chance to operate before the whole process of pistol permits is pulled away? And we appreciate you spending a few minutes with us today to talk about it. And, you know, from my perspective, even being an Alabama guy from the other side of the state, you know, let me just thank you for your career and the investment you've made in trying to protect the people in Lee County. That 47 years is kind of amazing to me.
Well, you're very kind to say that, and I have to say this, the folks in Lee County, and let me put in a plug for our Lee County Commission. They have been very, very supportive through the years. They realize that public safety is a very important consideration, and they've certainly done everything they can to support our office and me as well in making sure that we're doing a good job for the citizens of Lee County.
Thanks very much, Sheriff. It's Sonny Brassfield visiting with Jay Jones, the Sheriff of Lee County, and our policy perspectives focusing on House Bill 272, which would repeal the requirement that you must have a pistol permit in a moving vehicle. Thanks very much for joining us. Keep a lookout for our next policy perspectives, and we'll dive in with another issue pending and important here in Alabama. Have a great day.